You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. We're going to head up north once again. Our last guest was from Traverse City. Now we're going to head up to the Thompsonville area, Crystal Mountain Resort. On the phone with me now, Brian Lawson, who's Director of Public Relations for Crystal Mountain Resort. Good evening, Brian. How are you?
Good evening. I'm well.
I was just looking at your live cam on the website. I need to be up there.
The snow is in great shape. We've had an excellent winter.
Well, and that was my first question to you. This has been a good winter snow-wise for ski resorts in northern Michigan, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. What's even nicer is that the folks down south like you have gotten plenty of snow too, which always helps us out because it reminds everybody how much we've got going on up here.
Absolutely. There looked like there was quite a few folks on the slopes for a late Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, it's been very busy this winter, and we had a great holiday period there around Christmas, and the next 10 days shape up very nicely for us. You know, we're going into the President's Weekend, and we're almost completely full. For the upcoming weekend, but over the course of the next 10 days, from a resort standpoint, I think our lowest occupancy is approaching 80%. So we can't complain at all about how this winter has gone business wise, and obviously the weather's helped us out a great deal.
Well, to be at 80% occupancy, how many units do you have there? How many rooms or condos available?
We have 262 lodging units, which range from hotel rooms to five-bedroom townhomes. So we have quite a bit of variety there, and we can sleep over 1,600 people. So we've got a lot of people circulating through the resort this winter.
Well, I'll tell you, 1,600 folks who like each other a lot.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, we had a few minutes to talk this morning when I called you, and I have been at Crystal many, many times and love the resort, and my daughters certainly have loved skiing there with me as well. And I have been there some winters where we could play golf on the slopes instead of ski. Fortunately, this was not one of those. What are the snow conditions right now?
The snow conditions are excellent. In fact, we were making a little bit of snow last week just to build up the base even a little bit more as we get into March. But we have over 5 feet of packed base right now. So, I mean, that's 5 feet of snow that is really kind of stomped down, if you will. And it takes a long time to thaw that off of the slope. So it enables us to stay open, and we're hopeful that we're going to make it all the way through March skiing, which is typically what happens.
Well, and spring skiing is some of the most fun that there is.
It is. You know, you get all those sunshine and blue sky days during March. It starts to warm up a little bit. You get those days in the upper 30s, up into the mid 40s, and it's just a great time. A great time to be outside, and we've got a lot of fun activities that we plan for March. March 12th through the 13th is our spring fling, so we get out there and people build their cardboard sleds out of cardboard and duct tape for the Cardboard Classic, and we do the slush cup, and that's one of those events where it's probably more fun to be a spectator trying to watch somebody cross about 20 yards of water and slush as they come down off the slopes.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's a spectator sport for me. You never dry out from that one. I know that the holiday, the 2 weeks over the Christmas break and Christmas holiday can make or break a resort. How were those 2 weeks for you?
Those 2 weeks, they're probably two of the best holiday weeks we've ever had. And we've been around for 50 years. So the holiday period this year was excellent. And quite honestly, as we've gone through the winter, this is still waiting to see how March goes, but this winter is shaping up to be one of the best in our history.
Well, and that I think in a business like you're in with resorts and skiing and golf in the summer and so forth, it's a good economic indicator when things are going this well for you at this point in the year.
It is. It is. I think that I think that we have seen the economy turn the corner a little bit, not only in the region but in the state. I think that the Pure Michigan campaign has made a big difference. I know that we've seen some increases in our out-of-state travelers this year, and much of that can certainly be attributed to being able to run those ads in northern Indiana and in Chicago. So I think that those two things have had a big effect. And people, I think, are feeling a little more secure right now. And when they feel more secure, they're more comfortable about spending some money and spending some time to get away up north, and I think we've certainly seen that this winter.
And wanted to your website, like I said, I've got it up right now in front of me. The live cam is fun to watch. And why don't you give folks where they can come look for you and see everything Crystal Mountain has to offer?
CrystalMountain.com is our website, and the homepage really provides you a great overview of the entire resort, the upcoming events. All the specials that we have coming up for the remainder of February and into March, and you can also take a look at the live cam and some of our mountain reports, kind of updating you on all the things happening around the mountain.
Well, it's certainly one of the most beautiful areas in Michigan. I know from experience, and can't wait to get back up there again. Brian, I really appreciate you spending some time with us this evening, and I'm going to keep watching this webcam. It's fun.
Come up and see us.
I will do so. Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
You too.
Very good. We've been speaking with Brian Lawson, who's Director of Public Relations for Crystal Mountain Resort in Thompsonville, Michigan. Boy, it's a great family resort, and I encourage all to run up and take a look. President's Weekend is coming up. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.